MEC.
The First Lady Lordina Mahama has stressed the need to support and pay special attention to children orphaned by HIV and AIDS and put smiles on their faces. Mrs. Mahama said despite successes in fighting the disease, it still remains a major public health challenge worldwide. She's therefore pledged to continue to lead the crusade to ensure that the rights of children affected by HIV and AIDS are protected. We bring you Sharon Asmith's report.
Ghana, in collaboration with China, have organized a summer camp for orphaned AIDS children, known as Love Under the Sun. The camp is to open the children's view through sightseeing tour and interesting training activities to improve their mental and physical health. The First Lady, Lordina Mahama, expressed appreciation to local and international partners for their support in the fight against HIV and AIDS.
We cannot deny the fact that our national response to HIV and AIDS could not have attained the gains it has made so far without the partnership of our local and international stakeholders. Thankfully, the Love Under the Sun, China African Children Orphaned by AIDS Summer Camp, which started in 2003 in Hong Kong, offers an avenue to dispel myths about the disease, reduce stigma and discrimination, especially self-stigma, and significantly raise advocacy for children orphaned by the disease. I declared intensified action to end AIDS in children by the year 2020.
The Chinese ambassador to Ghana, Sun Buang Hong, said AIDS is a world challenge, and due to lack of knowledge, people avoid associating with AIDS patients and orphans. His plea is that government pays more attention and supports these vulnerable ones.
Due to lack of knowledge of AIDS, people tend to build a hard barrier of estrangement against AIDS patients and AIDS orphans. The number of survivors with HIV in China reached 575,000, and the number of deaths reached 177,000. The number of AIDS orphans is about 100,000. AIDS orphans belong to the special vulnerable group in the society, and the government attention and support should be strengthened to help them grow up healthily and happily.
10 children, 2 teachers, and 1 official are to travel to China. Chelsea Eldridge expressed appreciation on behalf of her colleagues and appealed to stakeholders to join in the fight for an HIV-free country.